Our next guest on Downtown chronicled the rise of a young NBA star, Ja Morant of the Memphis Grizzlies, who became last year's NBA Rookie of the Year. Dexton Deberry is a writer, director, and producer known for his last film, Unbanned. The new one is called Promised Land, a six-part docuseries airing on Crackle, and we had a chance to catch up with Dexton earlier this morning.
Hey, Rich, how's it going?
Very well, thank you. Appreciate you making time for us this morning. Fascinating series. What was it that drew you to the story of Ja Morant?
It was two things, really. You know, it was this long-standing idea that I had in my head around really kind of telling the story of a young player entering the league and really diving into the experience of that, the emotional experience, the mental experience, like what was really going on for, you know, in a lot of ways, like boys becoming men and sort of dreams unfolding in real time. That was a notion that I felt like had not really been explored. You know, a lot of legends kind of recant stories of their rookie season from years later, looking back, and that's always sort of a revisionist history, just as part of human nature. And I really wanted something that was like capturing it as it was happening and almost unfiltered and not, you know, not reworked or reimagined through time and distance. So that was one. And then the other was really this idea of him as the ultimate underdog was something that, you know, completely separate from the first reason, was something that I was tracking in him. And that's just something that resonates with me on a personal level, because I've always kind of been the underdog. So those two things came together when his agent called me one day out of the blue. I just watched a film that I had done. And he really resonated to it. And I had met him and worked with him on something very, very briefly years before. So we knew each other. And he said, "Hey, I'm about to sign this young guy. What do you think?" And those two ideas just collided in that moment. And I was like, you know, hell yes. Let me get on a plane and go meet him and let's do it.
Well, and you, of course, had no idea what his rookie year would become, either on the court or what the year would be like for all of us here. But let's talk about the basketball first. Did you have any inclination that he was going to become what he turned into as a rookie of the year and a real force in the NBA?
You know, I mean, that was my instinct, to be honest. I knew he was capable of doing that in my heart of hearts. I really felt he was going to end up there. But, you know, on the practical side, I was also very open to whatever happened. You know, if he fell on his face, then, you know, then it becomes a cautionary tale, you know. So I was really open to it unfolding either way. And I didn't mind taking that risk, because it wasn't just about it has to be that he ends up, you know, a winner and a champion and all that. It was I was equally open to, you know, it unfolding in a different way, and then that would be the story. But you know, I imagined I felt that he was going to reach it, and I was open to him not reaching it.
There's also that interesting contrast between a guy like Zion Williamson, who got all of the attention and that was the guy everybody was talking about, and then Ja, who came along quietly but became immediately the better player. And that had to be an interesting development as well, to see how he handled that. It must have been interesting as a filmmaker to watch a young man realize what he was doing but not get the acclaim early on.
Yeah, it really was. You know, I mean, and we get a lot of insight on, you know, sort of keeping focused and keeping the faith, and you know, keeping yourself grounded on your vision for self-belief and what, and you know, kind of what you have in mind for what your own promised land is, regardless of the world around you or people's opinions or, you know, the facts or reality or whatever it is that's at play. And I think that's a powerful lesson for all of us, that, you know, sometimes it doesn't feel like, or it doesn't seem like, you know, we're on the path that we're meant to be on because we're failing, or people are telling us we can't do it, or they're telling us no, or they're rejecting us in whatever field that you're entering or striving to conquer. And, you know, he just kept his eye on the prize and kept his head down and kept working hard and didn't feed into it. And in fact, I think used a lot of the doubt and negativity to fuel his fire for proving them wrong and achieving the things that he knew in his heart he was capable of achieving.
We're talking with Dexton Debbery. His new film, Promised Land, a six-part series, episode one, streaming right now on Crackle. Episode two, available on the 17th. Well, not only the NBA, but you as a filmmaker got thrown the big curveball that the world was thrown with COVID-19. How did you and your crew meet that challenge in terms of continuing the filming process?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I had a shoot scheduled with Ja in Memphis on the 15th of March. And of course on the 12th, you know, the league shut down and travel shut down and the world shut down. And so I didn't get on an airplane and we canceled that shoot, but I kept some time with y'all and the family and recorded them over Zoom. And while I was recording it, you know, I was heartbroken, you know, because I kept thinking like, you know, I spent the last, you know, better part of, I don't know, it was about 9 months at that point or 8 months, you know, shooting with cinema cameras and giving it a look and a feel and putting energy into it. And, you know, and I care a lot about the aesthetic of the work that I do. And it just, I was like, man, I can't accept this. Like I can't, the whole rest of the series can't be through Zoom. And, you know, no offense to Zoom, but it's not the same as a cinema camera. And, I got off of that and wrangled my team and said, we gotta come up with a solve. And so we set out and invented a remote kit that used the cinema camera and was operational remotely, demanding a setup on the ground by Ja or one of his family members. And we deployed that. We put it together in about 3.5-4 weeks, deployed it to him, to his house, and he walked him through him setting it up, and he set it up, and we shot. And it was a big aha moment of like, okay, I can finish this series and it can look great. And while I'm not in the room with them, and I wish I was, I can be virtually in the room with them and still get a great look and feel for the show. So that's how that went down. And then that technology has been applied on, you know, a zillion other things I've done like since. And it actually let me shoot a lot of days during COVID and didn't leave my house.
Well, the story of Ja's rise as a basketball player is great, but I think even more impressive is his growth as a young man, how he became a leader and in many ways a role model. How was he able to find his voice when it came to social issues?
You know, and we watch him kind of, you know, take a step-by-step process through it, you know, kind of thinking out loud in a lot of ways on camera. And thinking it through and reacting even to what's going on. You know, I think that, you know, the beauty of what his parents were able to do was instill in him a really strong moral foundation, and a belief system and a faith that's extremely grounded and well balanced, and ties in even to his game. But I think when it comes to social issues, you know, he knows who he is. He knows who his family is. He knows what they represent. He knows what they stand for. He knows who they are as a family of color and who he is as a man of color. And I think he relied on that and the beliefs in himself and that strong foundation to really, you know, sort of step forward in the right way, voice his opinion in the right way and keep his head on his shoulders about things. I think meeting hate with hate is a big mistake, and I think we've seen a lot of that go down. But he's someone that, you know, kind of met hate with compassion and even some level of forgiveness, and really just wanted to express his feelings towards it all to others as a means of inspiration and a way to sort of see it through.
Well, episode one was terrific. Can't wait for episode two later this week. Loved your work as well on Unbanned. Dex, thanks so much for making time for us today.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. It was a pleasure.